GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and once again, she's classing up the place. Inspiration incarnate cancer survivor Jenny Lloyd of Northern Light Health Philanthropy is behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A, and we both wish you a very happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, and the same to you.
Hopefully. What a day to have you in here, Valentine's
Day. A day of love.
Wow. Did Tom get up early, make you breakfast, rub your feet?
Yesterday, he delivered flowers to my office.
He is a romantic.
He wanted to be ahead of the curve, plus he knows that I don't like to have obligatory shows of affection on holidays. I like it to be unexpected. And it should be ordinary. It just should be part of life when you've been married for 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. Like, just show me the love all the time.
Let's take care of some business. And we want to warn listeners, this conversation might get real in just a few minutes.
Okay? Yes, indeedy.
Okay. Get ready. This conversation is going to get
real. George has no idea what's going on.
Grab something and hold on tight, G. We're going to talk about what needs to be talked about, but we never talk about. What's going on in your world?
Oh, it's love month, right? Love day.
And, love month. An entire month for it.
So excited. Oh, poor Tom just texted me, said he can't listen at work. He can't stream WVOM.
Not yet.
Oh, well, it's coming. Mm-hmm. So I'm just excited about love in general. You know, we think about it all of February, heart month, love month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously I love my creator because, hello, breathing. Right. That's pretty fabulous. My spouse, my family, my friends, colleagues, work I get to do, my fantastic oncologist who fought for me to have the drug that I got, and this community. It's just outstanding to me. And so we've been working on a project. I think we had a Dr. Lieber on here some time ago that Carrie Mayo is heading up, and she is...
She's our friend from Darling?
She is. Yeah. She is. She's technically one of my husband's bosses, I would say.
Oh, wow.
So she's just a powerhouse, and she's helping to bring hair preservation to the Lafayette Family Cancer Institute so that our patients at Northern Light Cancer Care, those that are facing breast cancer, it's breast cancer patients now because it's a particular type of chemo that best works with this technology. Once we raise enough funds, there'll be technology in that building so that if patients want to keep their hair during their treatment, they can. And that's just an amazing thing. We're linking it to giving them their power back.
You mean your hair won't fall out? Is that what you're saying?
They will they'll lose less of it. They still lose some, but they'll keep at least 50% of their hair. And, you know, if you've started it with not a lot of hair, maybe that's not so much for you. But if you've got a decent head of hair when you go into it, you'll still look like you and allow you to keep and maintain your privacy and your power. And so I'm really grateful. They raised 10 grand. Darlings did. I actually was over at the Darlings Honda location where my husband works, and they had a check presentation last December of $10,300 that they raised through the cars that they sold. So thanks to everyone that bought one from my husband because it helped. So that was cool. And then next month, Dr. Phil Edelman up at the University of Maine is doing his annual concert for a Curious, three bands, including the universities. It's beautiful music. I mean, if you love fantastic music, it's a great night. It's at 7 o'clock and all the proceeds go directly to Champion the Cure Challenge.
Woo-hoo. Where are you at the university?
It's at the Collins Center.
It is.
The best venue, and just outstanding.
Wow. And is it just a donation at the door or tickets at the door?
It is. Okay. Yeah. So you give as you can, and you can bring your whole family out, have some wonderful music, and for a terrific cause.
And for those that don't know the musical artist, can you tell us a bit more about...
There are the university band and then two other, the Leonard's Middle School and, you know, I think it's the Brewer Middle School is doing that as well.
They're all going to be doing their thing.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful.
Wow. So Jenny and I were talking in the hallway, George.
I bet.
About, and let's take off the filters just for a second.
Sure.
Okay. If you're a married couple... boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever, soulmates, and one of you is, God forbid, diagnosed with cancer, there are a lot of changes in your life.
Absolutely.
But there comes an inevitable change in your, I think there comes, and I've learned this from my parents, to be honest, there comes an inevitable change in your romantic life.
Sure.
And I wondered about that when I watched my parents, let me take my glasses off so I can see you.
Oh.
I wondered about that when I watched my parents go through this.
Mm.
Because my mom chose to get the double mastectomy. Am I saying it right?
the double mastectomy, is that's like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I've learned that's wrong as I plan my big
the
trip.
Facebook, the Superman, the right?
Yeah. Hey, you know, whatever. It is a thing. Like it's a big thing. So.
And I wonder, and I'll be honest, mm-hmm. You know, I adore my wife. And I even caught myself asking myself, if we went through that, how would I react? How would I maintain that level of, and to be honest, we know this, there's a difference between romance and sex. Let's just say it, okay?
Sure, certainly, certainly. Well, I certainly hope that there is. Our listeners. There should
there
be.
There is. And I just wonder how couples deal with that.
I think they deal with it all over the place, just like we all deal with life all over the place, right? Probably some of our listeners don't deal with it at all. And some deal with it maybe in ways that are healthy and some that are unhealthy. And, you know, I'm not a professional by any stretch of the imagination. I am simply a survivor. So if you're new to listening to me on this program, I am just your ordinary survivor. And my experience is my experience. So if you're facing a crisis, if your mental health is stressed beyond recognition, even if it's just mildly impacted by this disease or anything else that comes along with the cancer diagnosis in survivorship, mm-hmm. You need to see seek professional help. I'm not your person.
Right. And I'm not asking you to share a story.
But personally, my world has helped me understand this well. And having lots of friends that are facing this disease and you know, sadly, my accumulation of friends who have faced cancer grows on a daily basis, it feels sometimes. Mm-hmm. Your sexuality is impacted whether it's breast cancer or any other type of cancer because the treatment for the disease takes you out of the realm of romanticism for a while because you don't feel well.
Yep.
And even if your treatment is, if you're one of the, we consider a fortunate one, right? When you know, go in and it's an early something and your trip is over to face some radiation treatment for a spell and you know, will feel tired. You'll have a little bit of mild discomfort. Maybe the skin will get, mm-hmm. it'll be like a very bad sunburn. Yeah. And then you know, you'll recover some. We consider those patients to be more fortunate, even though it's still terrible. Whereas someone else might face a very long stretch with chemotherapy that makes them feel miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what part of the body has to be affected. In your parents' case and in my case, mm-hmm. we lost our breasts. And for women, sure, that's a big part of our human sexuality, and for the spouse, that could be a large part of how they identify with their partner.
Exactly.
And so it's extraordinarily difficult, no matter how you look at it, and no matter how, you know, for me, I'm very fortunate. My husband he places no value. It certainly is not imposed any value on the missing part parts in my case. But it certainly has affected me. I mean, I don't look the same. I don't feel the same. Newsflash, it's not a boob job. So all of you with those platitudes to your friends facing a mastectomy and who have chosen reconstruction, mm-hmm. you may think that that's being very helpful. And God bless you for trying, but they're not going to look like that when they're done. It's not mm-hmm. that. They're not going to be the same, and the placement of the implant is not the same. So mm-hmm. When you're having a mastectomy with reconstruction, they're taking all of the tissue off, and then they have to put in expanders underneath your pectoral muscle to lift it up off of your chest wall and expand that to a cavity that will allow them to put an implant in. That's not a normal thing.
And we are told it is excruciatingly painful.
It's painful. I mean, you know, we've given birth, so most women tolerate that fairly well. It's, you know, we have ways to manage that, so don't be fearful of that. You take some medicine, you'll be okay. But, hey, they didn't tell me that they were going to be cold all the time. There's liquid in there, and they are very close to the surface of my body, and I like to snowshoe.
Okay,
and
yep.
If you touch my chest, it's like an ice cube. So that's a problem. Thankfully, there's a brilliant survivor out there right now who's developing a bra that will heat that area up.
A little battery job.
Her company is called Brilliantly Co. Her name is Kristen Carbone. She's from the great state of Rhode Island, and I hope to have her on here as a guest.
Oh, that would be terrific.
She's in the R&D time still. They're still working things out, working out the kinks. Yep. But so there's hope for you, too, if you're hearing me and you're like, heck, my chest is like an iceberg. So that makes romantic life a challenge. Like, even... You know, think of my spouse, think of Tom, like, reaching out to just hug me and be
Burr.
Soft and gentle. And it's like he's sticking his hand in the freezer.
I wonder if there's an importance in transmitting the message that, and I'm just going to go with the guy-gal scenario that we have here, where the gal, God forbid, is diagnosed with cancer. The guy is seeing, okay, things are going to change now. I'm just going to say it. I can't be as wanting and needy and clingy as I sometimes have been afforded the ability to be. Okay. It's just not going to happen as much. Okay. But that doesn't mean you should not be romantic toward your spouse. Not in a physical romanticism, but I get the idea, and I don't know for a fact, that it doesn't mean you don't bring her a card. It doesn't mean you don't rub her feet. It doesn't mean that you don't continue to offer romance.
Absolutely.
And I say that because...
I agree.
And we've talked about this on the radio. Let me make one more point. Guys, and we know this. This is just absolutely true. Guys will give romance to get sex. Women will give sex
to get
romance. And that's and that is the God's honest truth.
Well, yes. I've heard that by the professionals, so I will concur.
And just because... Guys, your sexual outlet is not what it used to be. It doesn't mean you shut off the romance.
Absolutely. Give the lady some praise because she's been through a heck of a time.
Right.
And it's time for you to man up and start doing what you have said you believed all of this time. If you say
kind,
love is a verb, and we get to show it all sorts of ways. And romantic, you know, the way that Tom and I kind of talked this out was like, hey, you know, There's a very popular couple. She just wrote a book called Suffer Strong. She's found herself in a wheelchair after a stroke. She's incredibly inspirational, and they're young. Their sex life has certainly been affected by that traumatic event. But they can't possibly still have maintained their sweet marriage and come out on the other side victorious if he didn't figure this thing out.
Yeah.
Because that tender-hearted woman needed to be known that she was seen and she was still loved regardless of the physicality of her body. So whether your body has gotten bigger and you're sad about it, because that happens just outside of cancer, our bodies don't always behave, and sometimes they get bigger. Sometimes they get weaker. Sometimes cancer robs us and we get sicker and we are fragile. And then the surgeon changes the way that it looks and we don't feel and ourselves any longer. So regardless of how you've been impacted by this disease or other negatives in life, other challenges in life, the romance tap can still flow strong.
So we got about a minute left in this. Is there any part of the education that comes to a cancer survivor or cancer family that talks about this?
No. But there are resources.
We're breaking new ground again on the show, George.
It's one of the... Who wants to talk about sex, right? Like, we all just pretend that babies just come here from the store.
Okay, then why do I have three lines ringing right now?
Because people want to talk about this subject. Because nobody does.
I got this joke for Valentine's Day here. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I hear that those poor people don't get their questions answered.
I'm glad I didn't ask me to answer them.
I'm scared because line three is ringing and I don't dare pick it up right now.
Oh, is that what tees you off? Maybe
no,
I need to go get in my car.
That's the secret squirrel line. Straight talk from Jenny Lloyd, cancer survivor, Northern Light Philanthropy. Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome. I don't know that we accomplished a lot, but...
No, I think we did.
Okay.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.